Welcome to the Strategy Driven Podcast, Diverse Indicators. Hi, I'm Nathan Ives. Along with my co-host, Howard Dickens, we would like to welcome you to this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, Diverse Indicators. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques executives and managers can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve better results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag posts found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. This podcast examines the best practice of diverse indicators, the measurement of a variety of performance qualities in order to create a complete, meaningful representation of overall performance, thereby enhancing decision making. And so now, without further delay, let's get started.
Hello.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
Hey, Howard Dickens is doing great over here. Nathan Ives over there in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Well, I'm doing pretty well up here.
All right.
In the Volunteer
State. Well, I tell
you,
man, it's wonderful to hear your voice. It's been a hot minute. I believe that's what they say in the South.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been too long.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I know everybody's excited to hear what's coming up next. And I tell you, we focused for weeks on the alignment and structure of organizational performance measure systems. Now it's time to move into different areas.
Oh, yes, it is. In fact, the next several podcasts are going to cover some principles and concepts that really seek to add some depth to our organizational performance measurement system, and that's going to enhance the fullness and the accuracy of the performance picture we're going to be creating.
All right. Well, I tell you, if these are principles and concepts, I'm guessing we won't have a step-by-step process for our listeners.
Well, that's a good point. This podcast is going to be different in that there won't be specific steps, but we're not going to let people hang in. We will provide, or describe a course of action, and we're going to provide some examples for illustration as we always try to do.
All right, then. Why don't we get started by describing what we mean by diverse indicators?
Okay. Well, metamorphically speaking, a picture is comprised of one color, really isn't a picture at all. Rather, it's just a solid field of color. So, Likewise, a single performance indicator can't really paint a picture of performance. To acquire that complete understanding of the overall performance of products, services, business units, or individuals really requires multiple indicators to compare and contrast the various and often complex aspects of individual and interrelated behaviors. So diverse indicators are subsequently the collection of measures that together represent the complete picture of performance for a product, service, business unit, or individual.
That's interesting. So Nathan, what's the benefit of using diverse indicators?
Well, fundamentally, Howard, organizational performance measures drive decision making. And I know we've talked about this a lot before.
Right.
Yeah, and see, it's really there that the power of diverse indicators is revealed. It's by providing a complete picture of an item's performance. Diverse measures arm decision makers with the knowledge needed to reduce the uncertainty of their choices and then subsequently enhance the likelihood of achieving the results they're really seeking.
Sounds good. How about some examples, Nathan?
Okay, because we promised examples. So let's start out with three.
All right.
Okay. We're going to go through, and here's the three example types we're going to talk about. First, we're going to talk about evaluating an individual's performance. Second, we're going to talk about evaluating a new product or service. And third, we're going to talk about interactions between several products and or services. So considering the first case, an individual's performance, it's important to consider both the person's productivity, the person's ability to meet the numbers, and his or her adherence to the organization's values. Using the example of ground crews refueling an aircraft, that I think everybody knows by now is my favorite example. Productivity here can be measured as a function of the time required to refuel the plane, where consistency with organizational values can be measured by such things as adherence to procedures, using human performance error reduction techniques, wearing proper personnel safety equipment. Evaluating only the individual's ability to meet the numbers would ultimately encourage a departure from the organization's safety values, as the individuals that we're measuring would feel that they could take shortcuts so that they could have better performance in refueling the plane because they take those shortcuts and not adhering to the standards. Now, likewise, if we're measuring just the meeting the values piece and not measuring productivity, we would tend to encourage by omission behaviors that diminish productivity, and of course subsequently that diminishes both profitability and value. Diverseness, we need the balance of measures. The second case, evaluating a new product or service offering, we must consider both the value and the affordability. In the case of for-profit companies, a company will fail if it pursues an incredibly valuable product or service that it can't afford to produce. Similarly, because a company can afford to produce a product, doesn't necessarily mean that it should, because the return on the investment might be too small, or it may simply not exist. Okay? Now, in our third case, interactions between several products and or services recognizes that an offering's overall performance isn't determined in a vacuum. Organizations themselves have limited financial resources, for example. Therefore, all things remaining equal, the increase in the production of one item will necessarily result in the decrease in the production of another, the latter's performance being directly impacted by the production rate of the former product. Under different circumstances, sequential activities can impact each other. For instance, the quality of a product will impact the number of warranty repairs needed. Therefore, the number of service calls provided, while not necessarily entirely related to initial product quality, is in part related to initial product quality. Therefore, measuring performance of warranty repair personnel requires consideration of the impact of the initial product quality on the number of repairs that are actually needed. So those are... Three cases.
That's very good, Nathan. So how, in principle, do we identify the diverse measures for an item?
Okay. Howard, to identify a complete set of diverse indicators for a particular item, we'll need to focus on achieving three principles.
Okay.
And again, this isn't step by step, but we really want to apply these principles to as many measures or items as we can to paint that full picture.
Okay, good.
So principle number one, identify important performance characteristics. Principle number two, identify balancing performance characteristics. And principle number three, identify interrelationships. Okay. Now to elaborate on that a bit. Principle one, identify important performance characteristics, is probably the easiest of all three to perform.
Okay.
Important performance characteristics should have really been identified during the development of the organizational performance measurement system, because the most important performance characteristics are, by definition, those that support the organization's overall success, its ability to achieve its mission goals, and remain true to organizational values. For example, financial measures are always important to an organization, and so an item's affordability and profitability are likely to be important measures. Likewise, products provide both customer and organizational value, and so measures quantifying achievement of key product qualities are also principle one measures. So moving on to principle two, which is identifying balancing performance characteristics. And this one can be somewhat more difficult to define, and often, but not always, comes out of the development of our organizational performance measurement system. So in other words, we may, as a function of developing the performance measurement system, have already defined these balancing measures, but there are going to be occasions where we find that separate from that process, we're going to have to identify and develop these measures to provide the diverse picture that we're seeking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Examples of balancing measures include quality and quantity, and another case would be features and price. Balancing measures are used because too much of the former quality necessarily diminishes the latter, which can be detrimental to the organization's overall performance. In our quality and quantity example, perfect quality would likely diminish the quantity of production to the point that not enough units could be produced to maintain profitability. Likewise, referring to the second example of features and price, there's a point at which no one will buy a product because of its cost, mm-hmm. no matter how many features it has.
Right.
It's just too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's important for us to mention here that I selected quality and features as my important characteristics, and quantity and price as the balancing measures. This could be the case for a high-end product, low-volume business model. If a low-end product, high-volume business model were to be used, quantity and price would have been the important characteristics, and quality and features would have been the balancing measures. In either case, the important measure would have been developed during the organizational performance measure development process. The balancing measures may or may not have been developed, and so now we need to consider them as we're completing out the picture of diverse indicators.
Okay. Got it.
Moving on to principle three now. Identify interrelationships is, again, somewhat more difficult and requires developers to have knowledge of operations and or production processes. It is often the case that a combination of multiple products and or services will share resources, and that changes in the production or delivery of one will impact one or more of the others. For example, when two products that share the same component increases in the production of one of those two products will result in a decrease in the production of the other if acquisition of that commonly shared component isn't increased. So to fully understand the performance of any one item, then, requires an understanding of its interrelationships with other products and or services. Now, the last note here is that we should remember that if nothing else, an organization's financial resources are shared by all of its products and services. And so no matter what, there is always going to be that interrelationship that's limiting in some way.
Wow. As always, outstanding. This was good. I know it's going to be a little different for the listeners, but this was really good stuff. Now, let's see. Let's see if I can recap, Nathan.
Okay.
Now, we said that diverse indicators are the collection of measures that together represent the complete picture of performance for product, service, business unit, or individual. Okay? All right?
Correct.
And then we stated that they benefit the organization by providing a complete picture of an item's performance, diverse measures, arm decision makers with the knowledge needed to reduce the uncertainty of their choices and enhance the likelihood of achieving sought after outcomes. Right? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then finally, we said in principle that diverse measures can be developed by, number one, identifying important performance characteristics. Number two, identifying balancing performance characteristics. And number three, identifying interrelationships. One of my favorites there.
Absolutely. Oh, relationships are so important, both in performance measures and more important for us personally.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Nathan.
Hey, sir, I was going to say that wraps us up for another week.
And that wraps us up. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast and would appreciate receiving your feedback by email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. Note that additional information regarding organizational performance measures is contained within the many organizational performance measures white papers accessible by registered members on the Strategy Driven website. Registered members also gain access to the many other Strategy Driven white papers, models, and members-only categories, and registration is always free. So until next time, so long.